Acts chapter number 28 and verse number 1. Again, please pray for me tonight. I am in need of prayer tonight, physically, but also spiritually. Acts chapter 28, verse number 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The word of God said, when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came out a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. He shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. And howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. We've been preaching for several services, several weeks out of Acts 27, looking at the storm and the shipwreck as a type of the church. And we preached on where Paul told them, said, I perceive, sirs, that this voyage will be with much hurt and much damage. And so we've been preaching on how to hurt your church. But the Lord told me to go to chapter 28, and so I began to read, and that word, that place, in verse number 1, the Bible said, when they escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. For whatever reason, God put the emphasis there. Now I begin to look at that word and what it meant, and this is what it means. It literally means refuge or honey.
Yeah.
It means a place of sweet refuge, or in my vernacular and in my mind, it means a honey hole.
Right. Yeah.
And so I've been telling y'all what you're going to have to do and how you can hurt your church, but I want to preach on this island after they've come through the storm and the shipwreck. Now they get to this place and it's a honey hole.
Oh, yeah.
And if I could, the Lord would help us for a little while, probably over the next couple of services again. I want to preach to you on how to hold on to your honey hole.
Yeah.
There's some things I ain't willing to give up, and this is one of them.
Right.
I ain't letting you take it, and I ain't going to give it up myself.
Amen.
Amen. God has been too good to this place.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have the nicest facilities and all the ins and outs materialistically. We ain't got hundreds of people, but I'm going to tell you what we do have. We've got a place where the Lord likes to show up.
Amen.
I will not let you or your friend or your enemy or myself come up in here and destroy what God has established in a honey hole. There's some things, bless God, but we're fighting for, and this is one of them.
Right.
And so if the Lord will help us for a little while, that's what we're going to preach on, how to hold on to the honey hole. How to hold on to the honey hole. You please pray for me tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for what you've done. God, you have been so good to us. Lord, you've been so good to this church, and God, Lord, I don't ever want to be the one to hurt the church, and God, I don't ever want to be the one, God, that's charged and tried and proven guilty, Lord, of doing anything to mess up, God, what you have established here. And Lord, I sure don't want to turn a deaf ear or turn a blind eye to those who may come along and, God, to those things and the attacks of the devil. And, Lord, all that goes into that, God, may we stand bold and protect what you have given us. And Lord, may we stand, Lord, firm in what we believe. And God, may we guard with our hearts this place and what you've done for this place and these people. Help me for a little while as only you can. God, please, Lord, in Jesus' name we ask and pray. And all the Lord's people said, amen and amen. You can be seated. Of course, prior to reading this text in the previous chapter, we know that Paul is imprisoned, and Paul is fixing to go before Caesar for his appeal in Rome. But may I say, before they ever sailed in chapter number 27, Paul spoke to the man of God and said, it is not a good time to sell. But we ain't going to re-preach all that, but I do want your mind to go back to where they came from. My friend Paul told them, it's not going to be safe. There's going to bring much harm and much damage, not only to the ship and the landing of the ship, but also to our life. Well, we know the story. Acts chapter number 27, they sail on, and sure enough, God was right. Ain't that amazing? Ain't it amazing how the Lord is always right? Can I say tonight, you may be able, my friend, to put a patch or a band-aid on your problems or on your life, but you better hear me and hear me well. God will reveal you. I could give a flip less where you come from. What your last name is, God is not mocked. And whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. My friend, these men reap what they sowed. They said, well, if anybody knows, surely the owner and the master of the ship would know. How many of y'all know they ended up splitting, if you will? They ended up busting the church all to hell and back because they would not listen to their preacher. Now, you better listen to me and hear me well. God has an order of business. And I could care less how much you think you know until you are in the pulpit and you are the pastor. God does not give you direction for the ship, and God does not guide you and allow you to guide others through the storm. My friend, make no apologies about it. My friend, God is in control of this ship. And they went through the storm, and God told them what to do. Through the preacher. Can I get a witness? They don't care what the preacher says. They know more than the preacher does. Can I tell you one way to hurt your church? By the way, they were all saved. Y'all remember the story in Acts chapter 27, don't you? The Bible said all their lives were saved. None of their lives were lost. That's a type and a picture of the church. That's a type and a picture of a Christian. You can do a lot of things, thank God. You might make it in, but I don't want to go in on a busted up board. I don't want to go in on the landing of the ship. I mean, friend, I want to sail in to the harbors of glory in fellowship with my church and with my Lord. Amen. Can I get a little help tonight? If you're not careful, you'll be the very one to hurt your church. How many of y'all would just go ahead and just get honest with yourself? There's been times that you have hurt your church. Come on, somebody. You're looking at a man. Sorry to be honest with you like this, but I have hurt this church at times. When I do things the wrong way or in the flesh, or I'm not willing to listen to God, or I'm not willing to submit myself to what He wants for me, or what He tells me to do, or what He tells me to preach. Listen, I'm not just hurting myself, I'm hurting y'all. I'm hurting the church when I do it my way. And so we preached out of Acts 27 on how to hurt your church. And they messed up. Listen, I'm going to try my best not to re-preach it, but they left when they should have stayed. Well, I need a little help tonight. Paul told them, do not leave. You know what I've learned? Most people run from their problems instead of deal with them. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Most people don't want to face the music, and they'll light up and take off when they should stay. These men should have never sailed. How many people's not here tonight that should be? Tons of them. They ain't serving God. You know, you can find you a church to go to somewhere, but if it ain't the church God wants you in, you out of the will of God. You can be in the right place and be out of the will of God. Y'all remember that? I'm not just going to preach for a minute. Y'all remember that bowed over crooked woman in Luke's gospel? She was in the right place, but she had the wrong posture. You can be in a good place and not be where God wants you to be. I'm not interested in trying to pick and gather and proselyte everybody that's looking for something.
No, sir.
Amen goes right there. I'm just going to preach how what God's going to give it to me. Been out of Acts 27. Now he wanted, then he told me to go to Acts 28. Listen to me. There's a honey hole in Acts 28, but you don't ever get the honey hole until you learn how to go through the storm and the shipwreck. Amen.
We've been going through the storm. And I hope to God we can do what we've been preached to the last couple of weeks and avoid the shipwreck. But thank God there is a sweet place of refuge. The island of Melita, it is a sweet place. It literally means, they say, and I ain't a Greek and Hebrew and all, but in the Greek or Phoenician root, if it's a Phoenician word, it means refuge. But if it's Greek, if the root of it's Greek, it means honey or sweetness.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a sweet place to find refuge. It's a honey hole. Can I say this? And I'm trying to hurry as quickly as I can, but as I read chapter 27, I see a picture and a type of the church. But then when I get to chapter number 28, I also see a type and a picture of the church in chapter 27. They failed in their going. They failed in their gabbing. And they failed in their giving. But in chapter 28, verse number 1, we find Melita shows up on the scene. And my friend, that's exactly what our desire ought to be for this place, is to have and maintain a honey hole. I personally believe it to be a honey hole. I ain't saying we ain't got our problems. Well, every church has its problems. I ain't saying we ain't got a problem causers. Every place has people that cause issues. But I'm going to tell you what we do have, and I'm so thankful for it, is we got a little honey hole right here. When I began to think about that word honey hole, I began to think about my secret hunting spots or my secret fishing spots. My honey holes. They're somewhere that I frequently visit, and I just don't want nothing to happen to them. I mean, if somebody intrudes on one of my honey holes and starts doing something to mess it up, me and them's going to talk about it. Come on, somebody. I mean, there's some places that mean something to me. They're a honey hole in my life. And I say this is one of them. This is a honey hole. Can I say we live in a day and hour where church has turned into a place of heinous and hidden sin?
Yes, sir.
You don't know why most people can't have a honey hole? Because they got sin all over the place. Hidden and heinous sin. My friend, hey, you might think and you may fool me, but you ain't going to fool God, and He will show you. He will reveal who you really are. You can pull the wool over my eyes, but God will reveal you.
Right. Every time.
God will reveal me.
Yeah.
You know what? You're in a place. You're in a honey hole, and God thinks a whole lot about this place.
Right.
He ain't gonna let you pack in a whole bunch of come in here and pack in a bunch of wolves and not reveal who you are.
Right.
It's a honey hole. Most churches are full of heinous and hidden sin. If they ain't that way, they're Hollywood scenes.
Yeah,
I mean, the drama team comes out and the curtain lifts and they introduce the pastor like he's the MVP. And I mean, dear God, you got to stand in line just to shake his hand and get a wink and an autograph. Bless God, listen, last I checked, this ain't a Hollywood movie scene. We all ought to be in hell somewhere tonight. I ain't no better than the rest of you. Only difference in me and the worst drunk in London is the good grace of Almighty God. Hey, my friend, we ain't superstars, and this ain't a place to showboat. Hey, my God, if we got what we deserve, we'd all be in hell tonight. The church is not a place for Hollywood scenes. The choir, it's not your privilege to get to hear the choir. It's the choir's privilege to be able to sing a song for Him. I don't get up here and entertain you. You know why I'm here tonight? Because God made me come. And I know some of y'all, He don't do that to. It's obvious, but He does it to me. I mean, I feel like I've been run over by a train. I don't know what's wrong with me. Something's wrong. I mean, I'm not here to be a crybaby. I'm telling you all, might as well hear what I'm telling you. There's something wrong with me. Something's wrong with me. I know my body. Something's wrong. Something ain't right, but God wanted me to take another journey down the honey hole tonight and stand in my post one more time. It could be my last time. That's why I came. Something ain't right. I don't know what it is. Something ain't right. I told my wife I never would bother her. And I had to wake her up last night. I said, something's wrong. Something's not right with me. I don't know what it is. That's why I ask y'all to pray for me. But this place is worth coming to.
Amen.
Amen.
This is my sweet place of refuge.
Amen.
And I'm not going to give it up. I'm not. I'm not just going to throw in the towel on this.
No, can't do it,
preacher. It's a honey hole.
Amen.
Those churches are full of highness and heinous and hidden sin, Hollywood scenes, and that are their heretical substitution or heresy.
Yeah.
In these last days, can I clear off a spot and say you ain't got none of those things here? You've got a honey hole.
Amen.
This is a little honey hole.
Yes.
The fish still biting around here.
Yeah.
Sun's still shining, the wind's still blowing. I'm telling you, it's a honey hole.
Yes.
I want to hold on to it. Our community needs one thing, the Commonwealth or the country. If they need one thing, they need churches like this one.
Yes.
Honey holes.
Right.
I say when the church is what it ought to be, it will become a honey hole. And in a honey hole, this is what you'll find. You'll find substance that makes a difference.
Yes.
You know, you will not leave out of here without getting some substance.
Amen.
I don't say that based on my arrogance or my own pride or ego. It's just the truth.
Amen.
You're going to get something when you come here.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You're going to find it's a place where substance makes a difference and sinners meet the Master and saints can mature.
Amen.
If you don't mature here, it's just because your mouth shut when it comes time for feeding.
Right. Amen.
You would grow.
That's right.
If you wanted to.
Yes.
In order to have and hold on to our honey hole, it's going to require you and I to go to great lengths of labor and loyalty and love. You know, you don't have a honey hole without investing in it.
Amen.
I got a little honey hole up in the mountains. About 10 minutes from Mom and Dad's house. You know what I got to do to maintain that honey hole? Keep intruders out.
Right. Yeah.
All my deer is gone. When I let everybody come in there.
Right.
I ain't doing it. If I see them, the first thing coming out of my mind, or comes out of my mouth, comes in my mind is this. Why are you here?
Right.
Hello?
Yes,
ma'am. Unless you are bringing me some deer corn to help feed these deer, it's time for you to go.
Right.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
It's precious to me. I'm just not going to let intruders come in my honey hole.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now look, I'm not saying... Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say tonight. We want God to grow the church. We never want this place to be a place where people don't feel welcomed or wanted. That's not what I'm saying. But I want God to build the church. That means He sends who He wants here.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Listen to me. I'm here to pastor, not be your friend. Not everybody who comes in that door is here for the right reason.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right.
And what I have found is typically the ones who act like they are the most are not.
Yeah.
Right.
We had visitors on Sunday morning. Thank the Lord. That was a blessing.
Yes.
Some said, well, what do you feel? How do you feel about that? I said, well, it was nice, but I just don't hold my breath no more.
Amen.
I mean, the dear brother said, look here. He said, you know, if we come, it'd be for this. And I've heard all that, and it may be as right as rain. But I've heard all that stuff before.
Amen.
We had a whole family, 15, walk in. This has been several years ago. My God, we heard you on the internet. We ain't heard preach like that in 30 years. I mean, I have searched and prayed. This is the best thing I have ever seen. I mean, how in the world did you slip through the grid? How have I never heard this place?
Yeah.
They come one time.
Amen.
I don't believe nobody no more. I believe half y'all most time. But it is a good place.
It is.
It's a honey hole. Can I say this? Honey holes don't just evolve, they're earned.
Yeah.
I know I'm just giving you a bunch of introduction. We'll get to the text maybe. There are steps that have to be taken to have a honey hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are storms that have to be triumphed in order to have a honey hole. There are seasons that you're going to go through and be tested if you're going to have a honey hole. There are seeds that have to be told. Now notice this, there are snakes that have to be trodden.
Amen.
We don't get just a few verses into chapter number 28 and what happens? The preacher gets snake bit.
Amen.
Why did nobody else? There's 200. Look at Acts 27:37.
Yeah.
There are 276 people.
Amen.
This is the truth. Acts 27:37. If you need to go back, look.
Amen.
There's 316 men on that boat.
That's right.
276 church members.
Amen.
And the preacher gets bit by a snake.
Yeah, he gets bit.
Now, is that a coincidence? No. You want to know the only reason them suckers didn't blow bubbles in the bottom of the sea? Because that preacher was on board.
Right.
You don't believe me? I can take you back. Paul, God told Paul, don't worry, you've got to make it for Rome.
Yeah.
I believe had Paul not been in the boat, they'd have rightfully got what they deserved. They'd have died.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, the devil's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
Snakes are no stupid animal.
Oh, very wise.
Right now is a bad time to be in the woods. You know that?
Yeah.
There's a little bit, I thought I'd just move that. Not broke my ankle. Whoever pulled that out, you're as strong as a horse. Hey, go.
Oh.
Did you know right now little baby copperheads are being born? I broke the whole thing. Did you know that a little baby copperhead is more dangerous than the mama or the daddy copperhead?
Right.
Because the adult snakes, when they bite you, they just release X amount of venom and they remove the fangs, but they will empty themselves. You need to stay with me. I'm going to tell you what, when snakes do come in, the most dangerous ones is those who are brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
I like it.
They'll empty themselves completely out to win you over and kill you stone cold dead if you let them.
Good preaching. I like that.
Why is Paul the one who snake bit? Well, because we know Acts chapter 27 is not preaching church. Who's the head of the church?
Pastor.
Well, the Bible. Who's the head of the church? Christ. Christ is head of church. And then, what's his order of operation? Who's below him? You know how the devil is going to try? We made it through the storm, maybe even made it through the shipwreck. You know what's coming next?
Yeah.
Snake bites.
Right.
Right.
We've been through storms together.
Yeah.
We've survived some near-death shipwrecks.
Yeah.
Now it's time to deal with snakes.
Right.
Uh-oh. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I didn't just sit and Google this.
Nope.
This is what the Lord put in my heart.
Amen.
For the last month, we've been dealing with storms and shipwrecks. And now, God, I thought I was done with that. She said, oh no, there's some snakes over in chapter 28 we didn't look at. Listen to me. After Paul and a ship full of men had barely survived Eurocladon, they finally hit land. They finally made it up to Melita, a place of sweet refuge. They had survived the storm and they're kicked back in the honey hole. Well, you better hear me. This island's occupied by the barbarous people. They've received 276 of these prisoners. The Bible said with no little kindness. And the first thing that takes place, the preacher gets busy in the honey hole. Look at it.
He does.
He's gathering sticks. He's building up the fire. You know what my job is?
Yep.
Gather up sticks and fan the flame and keep the fire burning.
That's exactly right.
And it's right in the midst of the fire.
Yes, sir. It's good
preaching. That the snake crawls out.
Yeah.
No doubt it's a sweet place of refuge for Paul and these prisoners. No doubt it's a honey hole. It's a place of rest, redemption, rehydration, rehabilitation. But it did not take long for Paul to be right back in the battle. I'll be honest with you. If anybody's tired right now, it's Paul. He had to endure a storm that could have been prevented. Is everybody in the building still yet? And then we sang for an hour. Surely you can take some preaching for an hour. I mean, Paul has warned these men of great hurt and damage. And Paul, his life's spared. He's not hurt. He's not harmed until he thinks, well, I can finally sit back and build a fire and watch things burn in the honey hole. Here comes the snakes. Listen to me right here. If you're writing notes, you need to write this down because you're going to need it sometime in your life. Victory don't come without vipers. Victory don't come without vipers. I'm going to say that until some of y'all get it because you need to hear that. Victory don't come without vipers. You say we're almost to the top. We're fixing to come out of this storm, this shipwreck. We fixing. I mean, I can feel the wind blowing. We fixing to hit the cruise mode and the honey hole. Yeah. But just because the storm's over and the shipwreck's over don't mean the snakes are gone. This honey hole is quickly met by more hurt, more harm, and more hindrance. If this place is going to remain a honey hole, you better listen to me tonight. There will be more times of hurt, more times of harm, and more time of hindrance. Acts chapter 27, if you're writing notes, write this down. In Acts 27, the ship is under attack. But in Acts 28, the servant is under attack.
Yes.
Yeah. It's no coincidence that the man who has done everything he could to save the people from dying in the storm and in the shipwreck is the one that gets snake bit. Now listen to me. No doubt, as a church, if we'll stay close to God, we can survive the storms.
Right, yeah.
We can survive shipwreck.
Right.
But does not mean the battle's over. Snakes. Snakes. Now, you don't have to be a Bible scholar to know this, and I'm giving you the best I can do tonight. But who's the head of all serpents? In Genesis 3, the Bible said now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts. Listen to me. People like snakes, something wrong with you. And they may be 15 of you that do, and I'm telling you, crazy. There's something natural in a man that sees a snake and runs. So I see some of y'all's debating with me with you nuts if you like snakes. I don't apologize for that. Something's wrong with you. Snakes will get you. You ever seen these people? They get them out of the cage, let them crawl all over. I mean, they got devils in them, man. You do that, something is bad wrong with you. Snakes is out of hell. Can I get a witness right there? I mean, dear God, look in our text. Where'd this snake come from? It come out of the fire. Out of hell. We're all out of hell. And here this snake comes. It's a sweet place of refuge, preacher. We're in honey hole. Yeah, but there's plenty of snakes. In every honey hole is a snake hole. I need y'all to hear me tonight. In every honey hole is a snake hole. We must know how to identify and deal with these snakes when they come. I'm going to start off tonight. Look at this text and preach to them this thought. How to hold on to your honey hole. Number one. And we may not get past point one, but I will say this. In order to hold on to your honey hole, number one, you must learn to move cautiously. You must learn to move cautiously, or another word that's a Bible word would be circumspectly. The Bible said in Ephesians 5:15, "Let see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Listen, if you're going to hold on to the honey hole, you've got to learn to move cautiously or circumspectly.
Amen.
Now listen to me. Caution and walking circumspectly is learned. You need to understand that. I'm going to give you a prime example. Brother Eddie White preached a message, so I'm just going to give him credit. I wish I did all this on my own. But he used this example, what that word circumspectly means, and it's perfect.
Right.
He's a deer hunter. I'm a deer hunter. He says it never fails, especially this time of year. You know what's running around with all them does? Bunch of little fawns. I'll tell you something. If you're a deer hunter, you hunt early season or you hunt any. The first year of them fawns are dumber than bricks. I have stood up. My dad has been there. And tried to run them off. And I sat there and just flipped my tail. Look at them. Now we go. Get out of here. Go on. They just bouncing through the woods and, you know, humming, twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum, and playing tag. I'm up there in a tree with something that will kill them.
Yes, sir.
But they have no fear. You know what they are not doing? They are not walking circumspectly.
Right.
But 5 minutes later, here comes Mom. She don't take two steps. She'll...
Right.
And I was froze, face mask on, not even blinking my eyes. Here's Amy. I mean, this is really what they do. Mind you, twiddle in, twiddle up, they're over here playing. I tried to run them off, and I'm not even moving. Here's Mom. She'll act like she's fixing it and finally forget about it. No, she knows. I'm being hunted.
That's right.
I can't really tell, but something's not right. She knows there's not a day goes by. Something's not after her.
Yeah.
Some of y'all story are being twiddled up. There's a real devil.
Oh, yeah.
There's a real servant that is walking to and fro, seeking who he may. When our church comes twiddled in and twiddled up, we're fixing to get overtaken by the serpent.
Right.
You got to move, and it's learned. You know what's going to teach Tweedledee and Tweedledum to be circumspectly? Some little Elijah.
Yes, sir.
But I want to kill a deer, and I tell him I got two that's so stupid, son. I mean, it's going to be so easy. You're going to kill them. They're so dumb. Come on, let's go. I put him in his camo. We'll get up. We'll get out of the truck. We'll high-five. And, I mean, spit after one another's eye and chest bump. I mean, we're fixing to get her done. And I'll take him in there. He's also young and inexperienced. And he'll shoot at one of them things and miss it. Then all of a sudden they learn.
Yes.
Uh-oh. That was close. You know what they'll start doing next time? Some of y'all have been snake bit more than once. Why are you still running around like you ain't got nothing to do?
Yeah, right.
Nothing's going on.
Right.
But you're not being hunted.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it we just come in here and act like the devil's forgot about us?
Yeah.
I'm nervous every service of what he's wanting to do to mess that service up.
Yeah.
And it was me. I've had to fight myself all night. I'm fighting myself right now. I feel like I got a whole thing of snakes hanging off of me tonight. So what I'm trying to do is trying to continue to move cautiously or circumspectly. Notice a few things about this. I ain't going to get past point one tonight, probably. I want you to see, number one, you have to move cautiously or circumspectly, number one, because of the appearance of the serpent. Can I say tonight, he's very patient. The Bible said in Ephesians 6:13, wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, you may be able to stand the evil day, and having done all to stand. There is such a day as the evil day, and we're living in it. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Notice this. The serpent does not appear until after the storm and the shipwreck. And Paul is safely secured on land. Some of y'all been through some things, you think it's finally over. Do not forget to walk circumspectly. Well, hey, listen to me. It'd be real easy for them deer to get real dumb after the last day of deer season.
Right.
Quit walking circumspectly. But guess what? Humans are not the only thing hunting deer.
Right. Right.
Coyotes are hunting deer. Bears are hunting deer. I mean, when deer's first born, they ain't never been a happier time in the life of a coyote. And after, y'all ain't picking that up. And after a newborn deer.
Right.
When you first got in, the target's bigger and brighter on you than it's ever been.
Right.
People get called preaching on and tell them, we've had several in this church, you better suit up.
Right.
Because hell's coming.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all ain't been saved long. You have fallen victim to snake bites.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. After so many, you're going to die. They're going to take you down.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing the appearance of the serpent? He does not appear until everybody thinks they're in the clear.
Yeah.
Can I say the best strategy for the devil to hinder a honey hole is to show up when things are looking good? The appearance of the serpent, but then secondly, we not only see, you need to move cautiously because of the appearance of the serpent, but what about the attack of the serpent? He had a plan.
Yes.
You know, the devil is smarter than you.
Yes. Amen.
I've had it up my eyeballs with charismatics bossing the devil around.
Yeah.
He will choke slam you.
Yeah. Right.
You are no match for the devil. I don't care what your mamaw said, you cannot boss him around.
Amen.
The devil has to bow to one voice, and it ain't your voice.
Amen.
It's the Lord's voice. That's why the Bible said, greater is he that is in you. Not greater is he that is in you that makes you greater. No, greater is he that's in you.
Yeah.
He that's in the world. Notice this, I want to say about the attack. Number one, the serpent attacked when Paul was weary. Look at verse 2. Acts 28, verse 2. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold.
Yeah.
And where has Paul been for many days? We just come out of 27. What was going on? He'd been in a storm. Bible said the sun didn't even shine. You know what it's done for the last several days? It has rained. It has stormed there. I mean, Paul is weary. And it's continuing to rain. In chapter 28, it's still raining and it's cold. You know when the devil wants to attack? When you're weary. This is after Euroclodon. You know what I am, if I'm honest with you tonight? The last year and a half? Seem like every day I got to put my gloves on. I can't tell you the last time I just felt like I got to build a fire and just sat beside it and warm my hands. My hands are tired. I'm weary. I'm very weary. I'm being honest with you. I'm trying, but I'm tired. Our church has fought for a year and a half. And I'm tired.
Right.
You know what the Lord spoke to my heart very loud and clear? I think we've come through this worst part of the storm.
Yeah.
I think we survived shipwreck. Don't y'all? It was looking like this ship was fixing a wreck. Not long ago. And I think we've made it through that.
Now we got snake.
And now it's time for snake.
Oh, man. Right.
I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do just because I'm tired. I'm not going to quit walking circumspectly.
Amen. Yeah.
You all are going to have to stay on edge.
Right. It's true, but God help us.
The devil is wanting to strike.
Right.
Because you know what it feels like? We survived.
Yeah.
You know what you want to do when you come through many, many, many days of nothing but darkness and rain and storms, and it still rained a little bit. Can I get some help tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, the sun's just not shining. We're not out in sunscreen just enjoying the breeze, buddy. But it's a lot better right now than it has been.
Man.
You know what we all want to do missing that?
Right.
You know what happens when we do that? You better walk circumspectly. The attack. He attacks when Paul is weary. Number two. He attacks when Paul is working. Look at verse 3.
I'm just going to preach one point tonight, so don't get nervous. Look at verse 3. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat. You know what Paul's doing? He's just trying to bundle things up, stay busy, work, keep the fire built, keep the fire burning. You know what I do every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday? You know what I do when you call?
Yeah.
When you text? When you say, preacher, I need to meet you. What I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to keep the fire going.
Right. Amen.
That's a bunch of days I don't want to fool with you. But I do. Because I don't want fire to go out. It's amazing that everybody can live their life and have their own time, but they don't ever think that I get my time.
Right.
I don't ever get the option to not want to answer your call. In my home. If the preacher don't answer you, how in the world stop? But you don't answer everybody. What makes you so different than me? You know what everybody expects of the preacher? They run around gathering sticks, never take a break. Gotta keep fire, gotta keep fire, gotta keep fire. And that will wear me out. Paul is weary. But even in his weariness, Paul's, you know what I'm doing? Even though I want to, I just try to keep picking sticks up.
Exactly right.
Keep the fire burning. You know, when the snake bites and Paul's working. God, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you tonight. Some of y'all feel like I'm just a waste of space. I've been giving, 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 and nothing's happened yet. And I say, Paul has not had a payday yet.
Right.
He's went through the storm. He's tried to preach to these men and help them. He survived the shipwreck. He finally feels like maybe he can sit down and take a minute. And now he's got those snakes.
Come on, man.
You all remember Brother Bud preaching on this?
Yes, sir.
Preached on storm, shipwreck, snake bites. What he preached on.
What he did, yeah.
And I hadn't thought much about it until the Lord spoke to my heart and said, hey, you need to go look at that. I preached it to you then, but I need you to go look at it so I can preach it through you again now. I don't remember what all he said, but this is very similar. You know what's still true? After every storm and shipwreck, there's still snake bite. The serpent attacked when Paul was working. The serpent attacked when Paul was weary. But notice this, and I'm done. The serpent attacked when Paul was warm. He's been cold. I'm done. He's been cold. He's been tired. He's been rained on. They've not eaten. Y'all remember Paul just told them they had to eat. They fasted, I think, 14 days. He didn't eat. He's been soaking wet with water. There's been no sun to dry him out. Everybody understand that?
Yep.
I mean, there's not even been no stars for many days.
Yeah.
Paul, finally, the rain's let up just enough to build a little fire. Paul's finally thinking. Ain't y'all ever been just sopping, soaking wet? I remember when I was 16, I pushed buggies at Walmart. I've done that for all the way through high school. Paid for my gas and my insurance and a little bit of spending money. And unless it was lightning, they didn't care if it was wet or rain. I remember Brother Seth, I'd go out there and I'd try everywhere to keep myself dry, but after so long, I mean, that water runs down your cuffs, you don't care what you got on, you just get soaked. And I remember there'd be days, especially in the fall of the year, the winter when it's cold, I'd get so, I'd think my skin's fixing to just rip off. I would be so cold and sobbing wet. When I thought about Paul at this fire, I bet he looked just like that. Been in water for days. Finally, he's getting warm. And y'all feel like just finally maybe the cold spell's over in your life and things are heating up, getting a little better. Don't forget to move and to walk circumspectly.
Right.
Paul's weary. Paul's working. Paul's finally warm.
Yeah.
And he gets snake bit. What do you say, preacher? I'm telling you, you got to move. Learn to move cautiously.
Yes.
If you're going to hold on to your honey hole.
Good.
Y'all remember when I preached a message not too long ago? This church ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
There's people here. I wonder why you're here. I'm glad you're here. But I wonder why you ain't never got on board. Well, ain't it so, ain't it just a blessing?
I love your honesty.
I mean, I don't know why you come. You don't agree with nothing I say. You won't give. You don't participate. And if you do stir something up, it's trouble. Why do you come? I'm glad you're here. But dear God, if I was going to come every week, I'd get in. I'm just trying to look out for you. And for those of you that won't, there's always something keeping you resistant. I watch you like a snake.
Amen.
I don't trust you. It takes a long time to gain the trust, I believe, of God. You know what's amazing to me? People come in here, they come three services, one join. You don't know me.
Right. That's exactly right.
You don't know us.
Nope.
And I don't know you.
Right.
Fair enough. You know what it tells me? You ain't concerned.
Right.
I'd watch me like a hawk if I was you.
Yes.
Amen. That ain't being ugly. I mean, how many people put a suit on and get a King James Bible and preach and go on every week and they ain't a bit more right with God than nobody? You can't just jump on board everything feels good.
Amen. He's preaching right.
Can't do that. And listen, if I was the kind of man to want to deceive y'all, I wouldn't tell you that. I'm telling you to watch me. I'm telling you to be cautious and be circumspect and be questionable about others.
Yeah.
You don't know why? It's not to be mean or to be ugly. It's to keep from getting bit.
Hey.
You know what I mean? People's told me they loved me and I thought they did and they turned around and bit the snot out of me.
Amen.
I don't like being snake bit. So therefore, tonight, if you want to keep a honey hole, you're going to have to quit just high-fiving and hugging everything and everybody and start watching. Because you're going to get snake bit. You're going to get snake bit. Y'all want to keep the honey hole? Walk circumspectly. Let's stand. Father, we love you. I know it's strong, Lord, for some of them. But God, it's just the truth. People I really thought loved this place, I don't know if they do or not tonight. They ain't been acting like it. So I don't know. But Lord, I want to prove to you and to these people that I love you and I love this place. And I want to walk cautiously. Because I know there is a serpent. There is a devil. There are workers of iniquity that are lurking in the shadows waiting to attack. When we're weak, when we're working, when we finally feel warm, that's when the snakes come out. So Lord, may our church not only be here tonight, but be doers of the word. We'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name. These have came if you need to come tonight.